There were two surprising moments during last Friday's press conference on USF's Tampa campus. While the first was expected, the collection of DNA samples from family members of some of the young men who died at the Arthur G. Dozier School for Boys decades ago, many under suspicious or violent circumstances, the timing was a little odd. While Carrie Sutherland of the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System, or NAMIS, was speaking about what will be done with the samples,
which will be entered into a database of DNA,
a pair of Hillsborough County Sheriff's investigators began their work right in the middle of the news conference. As camera crews scrambled to the front of the room, Sutherland paused while the investigators silently dabbed cotton swabs in the mouths of the three subjects. Richard Varnadeau was one of those submitting a sample. His brother Thomas died in 1934 at the age of 13, barely a month after arriving at the reform school. After the news conference, the 84-year-old spoke of how a recent hospitalization for pneumonia, the same thing that school officials said killed his brother, although his family never believed that, left him worrying he'd never get the answers he's been seeking for decades.
I was afraid I might not make it. This has been an emotional trip, if you will. I was afraid I might not make it to do this, but thank God I'm here.
Robert Stevens of Tampa also submitted a sample. He's a newcomer to the case. He says he found out in just the last month that the uncle he was named after died at Dozier in 1937 at the age of 14, also under mysterious circumstances.
It was overwhelming. It was just kind of weird, kind of surreal. And then to come in here and, you know, looking at the pictures and then to see your name on the list of deceased, it was kind of just kind of awkward, kind of scary, humbling to see your name up there, Robert Stevens, 1937, and to know that that was your uncle.
Investigators are in the process of trying to collect DNA from at least seven more families. The samples will be entered into NAMIS's national database, and if the investigative team is allowed to dig, any bodies they discover will be compared to the samples for identification. That exhumation of bodies remains the major holdup. Right before the news conference, USF anthropology professor Erin Kimmerly received a letter from Florida officials seeking more information about her request for a permit to dig at Dozier. In May, a Jackson County judge rejected a request from State Attorney General Pam Bondi to give the local medical examiner permission to exhume the bodies. While Kimmerly understands the delays, she says her work is about the family's right to know what happened to their loved ones.
It is not about assigning blame for Dozier. It is not about shaming the community of Mariana. It's not about criminal prosecution or seeking reparations for families. This project is about fulfilling a fundamental human right for families who, like all of us, are entitled to bury their relatives in the manner in which they deem proper.
For some, like 84-year-old Ovell Smith Krell, the hope is that the body of her brother, George Smith, as well as the truth about how he died at Dozier in 1941, will soon be uncovered.
Well, the best thing would be if they could find my brother's remains and I could put them with my mother and daddy. But if they don't, then the next best thing for me, a little selfishly, is that someone else will get some closure from this day. I feel this is a good step forward, and we've made some good progress. Yeah.
Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.